The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. Something unusual, right? But really is exciting. And new information, rehashing some previous information, but connecting them all together, giving you the right picture of how you can be a new you.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and most grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you can go in with great faith and great trust, all the wonderful organic choices, the beautiful formulas, terrific prices, the variety, the proteins, the vitamins, the nutrients, the everything that you can think of.
And
the broth cafe, which is the broad spectrum broth. Broad spectrum broth, which means it's organic, it's broad spectrum, it's, and again, all different. Different choices, whether they're whatever your choice happens to be, we don't infringe upon your choice in the sense of if you're vegan, vegetarian, you're non-vegetarian, you want the organic chickens, the wild fish, the meat. We have all those choices there for you at the fabulous Broth Cafe. And remember, I think it's really important that we remember this is a family and interrelationship with our greatest gratitude of the local organic Maui farmers, the organic produce, every day brought in proliferously. Did I get the right word?
You certainly did.
I think my English teacher would be very proud.
Your verbosity is also proliferous.
My verbosity? Verbosity. That's a very good one with a lot of verbs and a lot of nouns.
And
back to this. You know, all the different wonderful choices that you have there, the organic vegetables brought in, and you know, that's all we're only using that kind of thing in all the different dishes, but also we have the organic fresh concentration every day of high intensity juicing of all the variety of the juicers. I'm a green juice fanatic, and again, we have those wonderful vegetables, high concentration. It's the first thing I do every single day when I go into Alive and Well is drink my magnificent multitudinous for all the wonderful benefits. Green juices, they have a host of different
green
choices.
Green juices, beet juice.
That's right.
Fresh squeeze,
and
freshly
fresh squeeze,
made.
Organic,
okay.
And high concentration. The local organic coconut farmer brings in the beautiful coconut milks, the coconut juices. They are there. All kinds of wonderful choices are there at Alive and Well, okay? And let us make sure that we start by saying the vortex water you were going to explain.
I was going to explain that.
Explain the vortex water. Explain it.
It's whirly-girly. It's on the carousel.
Whirly-girly? Don't start talking of the girls. You have one woman here. That's yours. No other girls.
Don't give
me a whirly-girly.
Well, yeah, this is kind of, I'm sorry, it's just a figure of speech.
It's a figure. None of the girl things coming in, okay? Stick with the one woman, right?
Okay, I got it. That kind of limits my vocabulary.
Okay, you know? Go back to vortex.
Whirling and swirling.
Okay.
Just like a tabletop dancer. Okay.
Oh, dear. Gary, when do you know when to turn this guy's mic off? Come on. Get real.
All right. I think you get the idea, folks. This is Alive and Well water. Okay. Well water, spring water, water falling water. It is vital, vibrant water, alive and well.
That's right.
It is just the hydrogen oxygen activation of the swirling process coming out of the vortex faucet is just that. It is alive and well water, which really does what water is supposed to do. It disperses the hydrogen and oxygen thoroughly and efficiently through every cell in your body.
Free of all contaminants, energizing, just like all the experts are saying here. And it gives structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, energy. Good grief. Isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful.
And our plant. It's fantastic. And you know, it's kind of funny because our daughter-in-law came in and they had given us, she and Darren, our son, had given us a gift of one little flower that came out of it, one little flower.
One little stem about an inch tall.
That's right, of a plant. Of a plant.
Had one leaf.
And I thought to myself, oh dear, I'm going to offend them because I've never been able to keep a plant alive in my entire life. I guess, we could take the whole thing, but my mother was a brilliant, she farmed and everything, house and gardens, better homes and gardens, blah, blah. But all that. The thing is, this thing is taking over the whole counter. We've got zillions of gorgeous red flowers. The only thing we have fed that plant is I pour a little vortex water every morning, and it's dancing around
that
counter.
That's right.
It's amazing, and many people say the same thing. Plants know. Well, plants may know, but you know one thing that you're not going to get at the beautiful broth cafe. You may feel resentful about it. Mm-hmm. But what is happening now, and you're not going to get it, you're not going to get insects. Insects are not going to be your food at the broth cafe. We're not going to have old chopped up insects and insect feces for you.
Well, yeah, but the government says otherwise.
Yes,
the government says you've got to eat insect poop. That's the whole
insect
idea.
Insect poops and insect pieces and everything. Mm-hmm. And this is incredible. You can't even believe it. You can't believe it because we go watching the news and they were saying there are insect parts in a lot of commercial packaged goods already. Mm-hmm. But now the government is pushing us to make sure to substitute the insects for meat and other things.
Well, that's what Bill Gates and the Davos Dilemma experts want. Yeah. They want complete control of your food, and they're going to do it through making you eat insects.
Insects. So here is a report that we're going to
share. Can you imagine a salad of insects? Huh? Could you imagine a bungling salad of insects?
Well, the news also came out that they were actually present already in large percentage in commercially packaged products.
Good
50
heavens.
Or more pieces. And here it is. I couldn't believe it. I said, you know, you think you've come to the point where you've seen everything. Okay. And they know, and they can make flour ground from dried crickets and crickets in jars. Okay,
How do they remove the intestinal debris?
They don't want to. They want you to have the intestinal debris.
But I don't want to eat that crap.
Oh dear. Well, you better talk to the European Commission was a big thing, and now the government here is doing the same. Okay, can we go on?
Well, the European Commission
is... Let's read this.
The European Commission is what? An offshoot of the Davos darlings, okay?
Okay,
the multi-billionaires who are telling you how to live your life.
Yes. So here's the news that has just been reported January 28th, okay? The European Commission recently approved two more insect species for human consumption, even after acknowledging concern about the bugs triggering allergies as the World Economic Forum, WEF, is extensively promoting insects as a source of protein.
Oh, wonderful.
For people. I'll give this to you in a minute, kid. Quote, this is the quote that they're quoting here from the European Commission. The Commission has authorized the placing on the market of a fourth insect. They had already done the others.
Well, thank God, a little variety in insect life.
Yes, Aphidoboeus, Diaper Onius. Oh, you're going to have to use a lot of diapers if you're taking Aphidius Diaperus, okay?
Well, that's going to replace any kind of probiotic.
Well, it says here it's a lesser mealworm. It's this lesser mealworm.
But you have to eat more
diapers,
of the lesser.
And you have to wear diapers. Mm-hmm. The term lesser mealworm, the commission says, refers to the larval form of Aphidius diaperus, an insect species that belongs to the family of darkling beetles.
I think it belongs to the Bill Gates family.
Okay.
That's where it belongs.
We have to watch what we say about certain names. The European Commission's authorization reads, The European Commission also authorized partially defatted powder obtained from house crickets as a, quote, novel food. I would say that's novel.
Yes.
The European Union defines novel food as food that hasn't been consumed to a significant degree by human beings. And so then they quote this. You're getting you in a minute. The novel food consists of frozen, paste, dried, and powder forms of house crickets.
Beautiful.
It is intended to be marketed as a food ingredient in a number of food products for the whole general population.
You know what's going to happen next? You know what's going to happen next?
Gosh.
If you found out to have killed a cricket that's crawling across your countertop and not eaten it, then you can be put up in charges for abuse of crickets. Absolutely.
I believe it.
Yes.
The WEF, that's the World Economic Forum, been pushing for the adoption of insects as food for all human beings, arguing that they should be used as a replacement for animal proteins.
Of course.
Because of their low ecological footprint.
What's an ecological footprint? What's an ecological footprint?
Well, how much of a footprint can a cricket make? It's not the same as an elephant footprint.
But crickets don't emit a lot of gas either. But cattle, oh boy. Cattle and sheep and goats.
Good grief.
All the other animals. They're contributing to pollution of our air.
Oh, that's right.
Okay?
It's a low ecological footprint and supposed ability to reduce climate change.
Boy,
unreal.
Does it ever.
Allergy concerns disgust at consuming insects. However, insect-based food can definitely create allergic reactions in a lot of people, according to European Food Safety Authority, EFSA. And I want you to read the rest of this then, okay?
I hope it's as enlightening as the previous part.
This and this, okay? Start at the top, kid.
Here we go, folks.
At the top of the page.
This is word for word.
Okay.
There's no enhancing this dialogue.
Unbelievable. Unreal.
Getting people to eat insects might prove to be a challenge. Really?
Really?
According to a report by the German Environment Agency, 45.7% of people surveyed cited disgust at the main reason they aren't willing to eat insects. This was followed by hygiene concerns. Really?
Really?
They're concerned about human health?
Open the house to the crickets and the roaches and the larvae and everything else. Go on, the buggy.
Here we go. The article goes on to argue that insects require less care, I should say. So
really?
You leave a little food on the counter and you've got, tomorrow's meal.
Hey,
right?
Man. Go ahead.
The article goes on to argue that insects require less care and upkeep compared to livestock. It also states that the world is running out of protein, while pointing to rapid growth in the human population, which is estimated to hit almost 10 billion by 2050. Well, then let's just get rid of the people, okay? That's the whole idea.
This is Genesis being sarcastic here. Such insanity.
What else can you say about such a government-endorsed policy?
Right, and even the non-endorsing was on the news. We were seeing it. There were all kinds of packaged products loaded with insect garbage.
Already.
Already.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Going on to the article, the benefits of using insects as a food source, quote, must be weighed against all possible challenges. Really?
Really?
What does that mean, Mr. Genius? Going on to the article, a 2021 report from the U.S. Food and Agriculture Organization notes. It states that consuming insects can come with a number of food safety hazards. Get out of
here. Get real.
That must be taken into account when considering that insect as a food source. This includes, quote, biological agents. That would be bacterial, viral, fungal, parasitic, as well as chemical contaminants, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, flame retardants.
All those things, it's sprayed on all that thing, right. All the different things. You take them along and you get all the infections that you could possibly inflict a population.
Well, maybe eating organic insects wouldn't be so bad.
Yes, okay. That's right. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. So thank you, Mr. Jones. That's terrific for you.
There's one more statement here. I want to read this.
Go right ahead.
The WEF's.
World Economic Forum?
I've forgotten what the...
Yes, go right ahead.
Anyway. there are admonitions to move away from meat consumption have been met with stern opposition among many in the United States. The globalists are at it again, says Representative Mike Flood from Nebraska, wrote on January 19th tweet, pushing their plans for shifting the world toward a vegan diet is a dream of ending meat production. If the World Economic Forum wants to learn how to feed more people more efficiently, they should visit Nebraska, where it happens so that the people who do the work can show them how it's done.
Okay, so now here's the thing. This is in such insanity. It's absolutely, what can you say? With all of this garbage that's being done here and pushed down. Again, let Dennis and I say, if you don't choose to eat, whether it's the organic meats, you don't choose to eat the wild fish, there are vegan choices that are healthy and safe. There are also protein powders made from organic peas and organic other, proteins that are part of the earth and are raised organically. That's one thing. You don't have to go to this kind of insanity, right?
Right. This is all part of, as we mentioned.
Get the bug
before.
Out of your brain. Debug the brain, okay?
Yeah.
And don't follow the insanity. And here's, again, Dan, you and I are great fans of this wonderful medical doctor who saved my life years ago with UltraSilver. Jonathan Wright, head
MD.
Of Tahoma Clinic. He has more credits than you could ever imagine.
He has a clinic medical in Washington, doctor. Washington, the Tahoma Clinic in Washington,
right.
D.C.,
that's
in
right.
Washington State,
yes,
was formed, organized by Dr. Jonathan Wright.
That's exactly right, and it's really fascinating what he has to say, because a lot of this, I didn't even realize the extent that it is, and he's reporting this right now. He just came out with this report, and he was focusing on Jonathan Wright. Now, when I said he saved my life, it was the UltraSilver. I had once taken an antibiotic doing a performance and getting sick. Mm-hmm. I took that, the Z-Pak. And that later on there was a class action lawsuit that had caused Crohn's disease and a lot of people died of it. Thousands and thousands of people. I didn't enter a lawsuit when I learned out, but it gave me Crohn's.
But you did develop Crohn's.
I got it right away and I got violently ill. I came to the point of death, and Jonathan Wright at the time, he loved Alive and Well. And when he came to Maui and he was doing speeches and things, he came in and you begged him to, is there an answer? And he said, you have it right on the shelf. It's the UltraSilver. He says, that's what I use. Mm-hmm. He says, because at my Tahoma clinic, the UltraSilver that you have, because he said the UltraSilver kills all viruses, bacteria, and everything while healing the damaged tissue without any side effects whatsoever. And he said, it's different from which you were going to explain, the colloidal silver, et cetera, what's known as. And he said, but when you take a lot of these things and that toxic drug that she took, what happens is you get resistant bacteria and viruses that cause all kinds of diseases, including Crohn's. And you were going to talk about the UltraSilver.
The UltraSilver is really ultra, okay? It's 99.999999 ad infinitum, pure silver, in a form that's readily absorbed into your system and non-toxic. It doesn't turn your skin black or gray or blue. If you recall, in the news several years ago, there was a man who was using a product called Sovereign Silver, which is about 20% silver. Well, it has ionic silver, which is not as effective as the true colloidal silver. And he took a lot of it for whatever condition he had, and his skin then turned dark, gray, and then it turned blue. And he received a lot of publicity because he had blue skin. He looked great in a white shirt, but his health was not improved dramatically by that silver. What Dr. Wright recommends, and that's the reason we have this product, is because it is 99.9% pure colloidal silver. The other product is about 20% silver, colloidal. The other form of it is ionic, and it's nowhere near as effective.
Right.
So if you want the real deal, get the Alive and Well Ultra Silver.
Which
okay?
Jonathan Wright uses. Exactly.
Yeah.
And but this is really fascinating, and I didn't even think in these terms, but I don't think that Jonathan Wright needed to consult with you, Dan, but you and he are on the exact same page on a major cause of serious disease, and he was focusing on one of them right here, okay?
Tell me.
Dr. Jonathan Wright and his articles on macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness. And he says here, macular degeneration is a terrible illness that can cause blindness, the leading form of blindness in the United States. Second, although many physicians say it is incurable, you treat it successfully with nutritional supplements, he says.
Right.
But he gets into this point, how it is, you know, the characteristic, the early stages of macular degeneration, lines start looking bendy instead of straight horizontal and vertical lines. They look curved. And it's not the same for every person, but they're not seeing straight lines anymore. As it progresses, it destroys the central part of the retina, the macula. That's why it's called macular degeneration. And he goes on and on. He calls it the ophthalmology journals tell you it is a disease of aging. But he says that there are lack of certain key nutrients cause macular degeneration, antioxidants. And the problem, he says, and I want you to explain this right after this, is not merely a long-term lack. The factor is that the overwhelming majority of people with macular degeneration have difficulty digesting and assimilating nutrients in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again, we are finding that we not only need to correct nutritional deficiencies, but we have to compensate for the faulty digestion that has caused the nutritional deficiencies. Poor diet and poor digestion. In over 90% of macular degeneration cases, those two things appear. Be with you in a second. When someone comes in with macular degeneration to the doctor, he says, first we have to find out about their stomach's ability to produce hydrochloric acid.
Amazing, huh?
And he said, we know that stomachs are supposed to produce hydrochloric acid, and that the hydrochloric acid triggers proteolytic enzymes that digest protein, without which our stomach can't digest. We find that folks with macular degeneration have stomachs that don't work well. They are making a little teeny bit of stomach acid, and sometimes not at all. That's part of the nutrients, why the nutrients in the eye that the eyes need to stay healthy weren't getting there in the first place. Could you talk about the lack of hydrochloric acid? A large majority have this lack of stomach acid. Would you tell us about that, please?
Well, ironic, nobody considers this. There is a great campaign saying that high acid is not good for you. High acid destroys. It's acidic and it destroys. Well, you don't digest your food without acid. The digestive enzymes are acidic. Now, children, 5, 10, 15, 20 years old, don't have digestive problems, generally speaking. There are some unique cases where there's abusive diets and sugars up to here, which really screw up your digestive system. But the body is designed to be highly acid and acidic in the stomach. Okay, how do you prevent that? And that, unfortunately, a lot of people have gastroesophageal reflux, and the doctors give antacid drugs for that.
That's exactly, I'm going to let you go right back on, but he says the exact thing you just said. A large majority of indigestion is caused by a lack of acid in the tummy, not too much. The same thing you just said. Go right ahead.
Okay. And that's when you have acid reflux. Well, let me explain it this way: there is a sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, so you've got a belly full of acid to digest your food. And the sphincter muscle, when the acid level is high, sphincter squeezes tight so the acid can't come up your throat, can't come up your esophagus into your throat and give you throat cancer. It can't do it because the muscle is squeezing the esophagus closed, except when you swallow. Chew a bite of food and swallow, the sphincter relaxes for a second, the food goes into the belly, and the sphincter closes tight again. But as we age, which is never a regenerative procedure, aging is not regenerative, it's degenerative. But the whole idea is to get through this dilemma with as little damage as possible.
Right, exactly.
And the way you do it to help the sphincter function the way it's supposed to is to take a digestive enzyme. digestive enzymes increase the stomach enzyme production, increase the acidic environment of the stomach, and that forces the sphincter muscle at the esophagus to squeeze tight between swallows so it doesn't come up your throat.
Exactly right.
But what happens is when people complain, and this happens to everybody, as we age, by the time we're mid-50s, we have lost 70% of our ability to properly digest our food.
Why?
We don't make the digestive enzymes like we can.
He makes that point, too. And he says, without that the enzymes and the hydrochloric acid, without that, he said, we can't assimilate the nutrients that our bodies need in order to survive, in order to function. And
absolutely.
He was functioning, he was focusing even on the macular degeneration.
Okay.
And he says he found out that, no, it isn't just an eye problem, it's a nutritional problem. It happens to surface in the eye, but it's an overall body nutritional problem that involves poor digestion.
Absolutely. And what is the medical profession's answer to esophageal reflux? Antacid drugs.
And he says that too, which destroy you.
And the antacid drugs relieve the burning in the esophagus and the throat and prevent throat cancer, yes, but they also stop digestion.
Exactly.
And when you stop digestion, you stop making, you stop absorbing the nutrients that are in the food. And that accelerates the aging process, which causes breakdown of muscles, breakdown of enzymes, breakdown of hormone production, all of it. All because of the antacid drug. So the solution, say, I think Dr. Wright also says this, is to take super digestizymes with each meal to digest your food in your 40s and 50s like you did when you were 12 and 18. It's just that simple.
Exactly.
Your body ages. One of the symptoms of aging is cutting down on the enzyme production. Cutting down the enzyme production causes... and low acid in the stomach causes the esophageal reflux and it gives you throat cancer. But by using the enzymes, it restores the vitality of the digestive process, and the sphincter closes that esophagus so the acid can't come up to your throat.
Exactly, and that's so well put, Dan. Excellent, and he echoes what you say. I maybe he wouldn't feel happy if I said he echoes what you say, but he's saying the same thing. And even just like thinking of these diseases, he said nutritional problems, even blindness and this major thing. It surfaces an eye, but it's an overall body nutritional problem
that
involves poor digestion. He talks about the nutrients, the key nutrients that are essential to getting into the body to prevent blindness and restore. And he starts out, he talks about the NAC plus, and we've read those reports on that.
Absolutely.
And he says other key nutrients are selenium, zinc, taurine, and natural vitamin E. And he says, and even mentions that the retina has the second largest concentration of zinc in the whole body. Even in the 1970s, he says, there was a lot of information about the amino acid taurine and retinal function. Taurine is essential amino acid. And then when he goes into all the nutrients, he says here, vitamin E is critical in the natural form. Even in the 70s, he says, everyone knew it was the major antioxidant that you use up when hit with heat or light. And of course, the macula is being hit with light all the time. So I always throw in the natural vitamin E. But in about 70% of macular degeneration cases, we can stop it cold so it doesn't worsen and we can reverse it. And I do mean, says the doctor, get it reversed. Supposedly it's not reversible. And he talks about
different nutrients.
Well,
it's because the medical community only uses drugs. That's why it's not
and
reversible.
And he won't leave the topic to say there's a critical important amino acid, N-acetylcysteine plus, that's just critically important, as is ginkgo for the circulation and all that. And we've even had different reports on NAC plus
and how
terrific it is for the sight and for the hearing. The military uses the NAC plus because it's been found to prevent and reverse hearing loss when used with the shots and everything else, okay?
Used with explosions.
That's right.
And percussive weapons firing. Okay, yes,
right.
All that noise damages not just the inner part of the ear, but the brain. And that's where the NAC is particularly important, besides the liver and the lungs and the sinuses. It's very important for the interaction of the brain as well.
That's right. Okay? And, you know, here's the reports from the military and the doctors on N-acetylcysteine plus. Is a naturally occurring antioxidant that enhances glutathione production and has been shown to protect against hearing loss due to loud noises, as in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that, okay? They also have been shown here, and they list here, that acetyl-L-carnitine and cardio-CoQ10 are supplements that help mitochondrial health. Mitochondria, you echo this one too, Dennis, you have many times, are the energy power centers of the cell. They are also the site of free radical production,
mm-hmm.
especially when the cell is under stress, resulting in dysfunction of the mitochondria and increased hearing loss. Acetyl-L-carnitine and cardio-CoQ10 can help protect these cells from damage to the eyes and to the ears.
Major antioxidants, okay?
Major, and interesting, I didn't even fully realize that because I knew that taurine was so terrific for the heart, and it says right on it plays a major role in stabilizing heartbeat and electrical activity of the nerves. Mm-hmm. Certainly it saved me. Taurine plays, here's what the medical doctors say, reported. Taurine plays a vital role in hearing, and studies have shown that taurine is able to reverse the biochemical processes behind hearing loss and eyesight too, which is just what he was saying.
Because those are all inflammatory conditions brought on by sugars and carbohydrates and other chemicals.
And other studies have demonstrated that taurine can almost completely eliminate the ringing in the ears associated with tinnitus.
Beautiful.
So
just
I mean,
beautiful.
These are critically important. Critically important, and they, of course, don't leave that topic, the doctors. Super pure omega-3 fatty acids have proven to be important for health in general. One study of 3,000 subjects over 50 years of age found that increased fish oil molecularly distilled consumption was associated with far less hearing loss. The medical authors remarked that, quote, dietary intervention with omega-3 fish oils could prevent and delay the development of age-related hearing loss.
That's amazing, but it's, again, holistic physicians who are doing this. The regular drug companies and the doctors who follow just what the drug companies say that fish oil is useless. Well, you can take it if you want it, but don't bother. What, you want to get a fishy burp?
Good grief.
Go ahead, take the fish oil. But, folks, you don't get a fishy burp if you take it with food. Water makes any oil float in your stomach. Water dilutes your digestive enzymes even further than aging itself. And so the oil can't digest properly because of the excess water, which causes the oil to float, and it flushes out your enzyme function. So take the super pure omega-3 fish oils, the molecularly distilled pure fish oils, with food. And if you do the following technique, try this. It's the simplest thing in the world, and it works every time. Don't take them with water, which causes all those complications, but chew a bite of food as usual. It's all mushed up in your mouth like gravy, no solid particles, ready to swallow. But don't swallow it. Pause. Add a super omega-3 fish oil to your mouth, and don't chew it. But with your tongue, get it slippery and wet with the food and saliva, which is thicker and slipperier than water. Swallow, and you don't even feel it. It slides right down to the bottom of your stomach. It's just that simple.
Well, you know, I can't leave that topic on the digestive process without, here's a big-time doctor and reporting here. His name is Dr. Churkan. He's got all kinds of background. He says, the doctor's report on the dangers of drugs. And I'm going to give this to you in a minute because, listen to this. He says, beware of unnecessary antibiotics. Antibiotics kill bacteria, not viruses, says the doctor. But people often take the drugs for a viral illness.
And they're often prescribed the drug for a viral illness.
This is a dangerous practice, explains Dr. Churkan. Quote, it's killing off a lot of their healthy bacteria that they need to battle the viral illness. It's putting them at increased risk, says Dr. Churkan. And he speaks out what you say, watch out for heartburn drugs. Okay, would you read that?
Okay.
Watch out for heartburn
Watch
drugs.
Watch out for heartburn drugs. Here we go. Okay, let me read what the doctor says. Stomach acid, says the doctor, is a natural killer of viruses.
Listen to
Hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah.
There. We had to get that point in.
And here's something. Now, just that one statement.
Gosh.
Consider this. As we age, we don't secrete as much stomach acid.
Okay.
As we age.
That's right. As you've said, absolutely.
As we age, without the proper levels of stomach acid that you had when you were a kid, your immune system becomes compromised. And I'm not prescribing here. I'm just giving you follow the logic of this. Most people who die of an infection are older people. All right? But when you have the proper digestive enzymes, you have better action against viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus. The digestive enzymes kill the bad guys, enhance the digestion and absorption of the good guys. I'm going with the article. Drugs that suppress stomach acid production, says the doctor, especially proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs for short, impede this built-in defense mechanism. Popular ones available over-the-counter or by prescription include Prilosec, Nexium, and Prevacid. People who are taking the PPIs are 2 to 4 times more likely to test positive for COVID.
200 to 400%.
Says the doctor. As well as being more likely to get infected with some other viruses and bacteria. And up to 80% of people who take the drugs don't really need them, says the doctor. Contrary to popular belief, too much stomach acid is not the cause of heartburn. The cause is usually inappropriate opening of the valve between the esophagus and the stomach.
Just like you said.
Says the doctor. The real solution is to examine diet and lifestyle habits, which will eliminate the need for drugs.
Boy, bravo this famous doctor saying that and giving an article on adverse drug reactions.
I will bet that he's been on the down list of every drug manufacturer in the country.
Yes, and that's terrific. Then I
we
want
should
you
keep a high priority on keeping our immune system in the best possible shape, and you do that, he said, by increasing your digestive efficiency.
That is so excellent, an article by this doctor, and I want to remember, like you were bringing up, which we've known, that, and this is, here's again, the medical thing that being noted here, and all medical facts, I'll give this to you in a minute, Dan, and here is what okay. Adverse drug reactions are the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S., and that's only the known, okay?
Well,
there's so many they make that point. That are not even known, all right? And drugs for pain and inflammation are some of the worst offenders, say the doctor. Here are just a few problems associated with common arthritis drugs. NSAIDs cause stomach ulcers, liver, kidney failure, and increase the risk of blood
clots. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Yes, and they explain that. For blood clots, heart attack, and stroke, the risk of serious bleeding is even higher in people over the age of 60. Many people take an aspirin a day, say the doctor, thinking it's safe. However, aspirin carries the same side effects as other NSAIDs, including gastrointestinal bleeding. In addition, aspirin can deplete the body of many needed vitamins and minerals, including B12, vitamin C, folic acid, zinc, and iron. It has a long list of side effects, including bleeding in the stomach or GI tract, mouth sores, liver damage, an overall mentally blah feeling called methotrexate.
And bleeding in the brain.
And could you read, the rest of this about what the doctors are reporting on these drugs?
Okay. As a powerful steroid medication, prednisone has a lengthy list of potential side effects, including gastrointestinal bleeding and diabetes and osteoporosis and infections and mood changes and a form of cancer called Kaposi's sarcoma. Since biologic drugs suppress the immune system, they also increase your risk of infections and other diseases, including pneumonia. Among other side effects that the drugs cause, they've been linked to depression and the development of cancer, particularly lymphomas. Common side effects include tremors, shortness of breath, forgetfulness. Others include infection and a cancer known as, hemangiosarcoma. Pregabalin may also cause suicidal thoughts and behavior, and panic attacks, and aggressive behavior. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. These include over-the-counter drugs such as ibuprofen, which is Advil or Motrin, or naproxen, Aleve, as well as prescribed drugs such as celecoxib, which is Celebrex, and piracoxam, which is Feldene, and aspirin, the oldest analgesic on the market, is also a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. How about methotrexate? Well, this is a chemotherapy drug doctors often prescribe for arthritis. Prednisone, this is a commonly prescribed anti-inflammatory corticosteroid drug. And biologic agents such as Humira and Enbrel, these expensive drugs are usually given intravenously by injection. Pregabalin, which is Lyrica, this anti-epileptic and anti-convulsive drug is frequently used to fight fibromyalgia.
Right.
And these are only, says the doctor, these are only a small sample of many arthritis drugs on the market, all of which have serious side effects. Some drugs, such as tramadol and narcotic painkillers, including hydrocodone, even carry the potential for drug addiction. Okay.
Right. You know, and that's why.
That's what the drugs can do for you.
Yes, okay? And that's why it's so critical that and why we made it such a passion of life, and it saved me from a wheelchair and operations, gave my daughter back her career, to help Dennis in a zillion ways, and a constant stream of our dear friends telling us the wonders of pain power because of the natural and high potency, free of any allergen, free of any side effects, put together to stop inflammation, which is the root cause not only of pain, but all illnesses
that emanates from inflammation.
That's right. And the destruction of the tissue wherever it happens to be present. And again, with the active form of curcumin from the turmeric in the most highest bioavailability, and the ancient Mother Mary spice from Boswellia, that wonderful
fuse.
Frankincense is the main ingredient of the Boswellia, which has been used for centuries, and the systemic enzymes that eat up all inflammation and free of any allergen or side effect. And how important is that? It's critically important. And we get the constant flow of friends who tell us that. But again, we're very familiar with that. We're very familiar with what pain power can do on that.
It's a unique concept, folks, and it's something that not many people go deep enough into the creation of inflammation, the creation of pain. It's all due to a chronic inflammatory state, which permeates your entire body. And some cells are more rapidly destroyed than others by this fire, literally fire, in every cell in your body. What puts out the fire? Well, anti-inflammatories. What's a good anti-inflammatory? Turmeric. Okay, turmeric is good, but do you know that the active ingredient in turmeric is curcumin? And curcumin concentrated in pain power is 2,000% greater content of curcumin than taking turmeric. 2,000%. That's 20 times more potent than turmeric. It also has natokinase and serratiopeptidase and other enzymes, which Boswellia, all of which reduce pain, all of which reduce cellular destruction due to what? Fire. It's called inflammation. It's fire. And inflammation is created by sugars. Inflammation is created by safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. Inflammation is created by flour products, which convert into sugar. Every flour product in the world turns into sugar, and that's inflammation. Inflammation from flour, from sugar, from pure vegetable oils and margarine. Those are all wonderful things to eat. What?
Yeah, it's so cold, pure, you know.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, that's how they're promoted.
Yes, exactly.
And unfortunately, they all create inflammation.
Right.
And that's fire in every cell in your body, in your eyes, in your heart, in your vascular system. That's fire. Fire, as you know, destroys. Well, what helps to put out the fire are the natural enzymes found in Pain Power.
And saved me from the wheelchair many years ago. We put it together.
Yep.
You know, we were talking, and I again, Jonathan Wright, and here Dr. Joseph Mercola, his wonderful medical doctor, reporting. Just, you know, reporting on this, and Jonathan Wright saying that an antibiotic can be deadly. Jonathan Wright, again, that's what happened with me.
Right.
Well, here is Dr. Joseph Mercola reporting. Antibiotics linked to fatal heart condition. He never reports without the proof, the medical proof behind.
That's right. Never.
And this is what he says. This antibiotic contributes to rising problems with antibiotic-resistant bacteria, kidney stones, and psychotic episodes. Data demonstrates it increases your risk of a fatal heart condition, says Dr. Mercola, based on the facts. And here he's summing it up. Fluoroquinolones, long associated with Achilles tendonitis, the inflammation of the Achilles tendon, and rupture, have been demonstrated to increase your risk of aortic dissection. Good God. A tear in the wall of the major artery, the aorta. That's death. Allowing blood to flow between the layers, or aortic rupture, which leads to death. Did you hear this? Even though black box warnings are now attached to them, that's the most serious warning the FDA puts on a drug. Fluoroquinolones are still often prescribed for upper respiratory infections or urinary tract infections, linked to fatal heart condition and the destruction of the aorta.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe this?
I believe
fluoroquinolones, which have long been associated with Achilles tendonitis, the inflammation, remember the connective tissue in the legs and everything, and rupture. But now, increase your risk of aortic dissection, a tear in the major artery. Can you believe this? Why in the world would you not do what Jonathan Wright does and use a safe and completely natural with no side effects and so effective viruses, bacteria, and everything while healing tissue, and what we didn't even mention when you were talking about the ultra silver. This is what's been used in Europe. They're not run by pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes,
by
they are.
Doctors.
Yes, they are.
By doctors. It's been used for more than 50 years, the ultra silver.
Yes.
And all the conscientious doctors and the experts in diabetic wounds and everything have used ultra silver internally and in compresses to prevent amputation of the legs and to heal all the diabetic wounds and infections, etc.
Absolutely. But don't think for a minute the drug cartel isn't powerful in Europe, just
there,
as it
they
is
They are, but there's still a great consciousness. A
yes.
great consciousness.
Yes.
And many, many, I still never forget that many, many years ago when our daughter was doing a show there in Germany, and they worked it out together to see her do this major Broadway show touring to Germany. We went to see her, and interesting because any pharmacy that you went into, they had signs up that that were translated into, you have two choices, the natural remedies
mm-hmm.
or the pharmaceutical.
Or the drug
they always did that with everybody. And if you asked for anything or identified a problem, they said, do you choose
mm-hmm.
to do the pharmaceutical or do you choose the natural remedy?
And you could have an intelligent conversation about the advantages of the natural.
A whole different planet there. But the diabetic wound specialist made that the number one thing that they did. And they even did it, the leading diabetic wound specialist who treated my brother in this country used, he says, I follow what the European doctors do. I use the ultra silver on the wounds
mm-hmm.
and give it internally. And then we don't have to amputate legs and feet and
That's
things
right.
from
That's
the infections,
right.
whether it's viral or it's bacterial. It doesn't matter.
or fungal, yeast or fungal,
etc. Okay. So that ultra silver is a real miracle in a zillion different ways, externally and internally.
That's right, then.
So that's it's amazing. It's amazing what you can do with great nutrients and not have to. And not have to risk anything like that, okay?
Well, the side effects of drugs are notorious. And keep this in mind also. You mentioned earlier about the advantages of natural vitamin E.
Yes.
Okay? And we went back to the Shute brothers, Wilfred and Evan Shute.
Yes.
This was back in the 50s and the 60s, for crying out loud. We're using natural vitamin E for heart disease.
Yes.
Okay?
But and for burns, healing
and
burns,
for burns
and wounds.
Big time.
Big burn. Yeah. They had the Big Burn Institute mm-hmm. there because it prevented scar tissue and healed the skin, the natural, not the synthetic that in many places do.
But the drug cartel puts out synthetic
vitamin
E. And they warn you, don't take over 400 units of vitamin E, their own form of vitamin E, because over 400 units can be dangerous and can cause you other health problems. That's what the drug cartel says about vitamin E.
That's right.
But they don't say this won't happen if you're taking natural vitamin E.
Right. And okay? Remember that we have our son Darren who's our partner. He has two grown-up daughters, a beautiful wife. They're already grown up, the two daughters, 18 and 16. We have our wonderful, beautiful daughter, as well as our son, and her grown-up 19-year-old daughter, and all of that. And we wouldn't have them born for Dr. Shute. We knew that back then when I was 22 and they wanted to take out my uterus and a large tumor, large orange, small
grape. Right.
You're going to die. What we knew then was very little. Nutrition was just starting out on the planet of knowledge. But we knew about the Shute brothers, the Shute doctors, and one of the things that they established, one was an OBGYN, the other one a cardiologist. He established that natural vitamin E, this is the exact translation, enabled the liver to detoxify excess estrogens.
There you go.
And by doing this, he had an ongoing clinical trial with women with tumors and was very successful. I used the natural vitamin E. From the same company we've still got it with, okay? Used it, and guess what? In that large orange, small grapefruit, in less than 6 weeks, completely disappeared. I've never had a recurrence, and I use that E every single day, not the synthetic.
And it's great for your heart.
It's great for your heart, great for your skin, great for dissolving scar tissue.
Great for your brain.
Right. Amazing.
Okay?
Amazing.
It is amazing nutrient.
That's exactly.
But it has to be 100% natural.
That's right.
Okay?
And we'll explain that to you.
We only carry the natural, of course.
Of course. This is Alive and Well. And Alive and Well, remember, support Alive and Well. Alive and Well is supporting you all the time. You can trust when you walk into Alive and Well, you are in the safe and wonderful and natural domain. Remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't be people on medications or take them off doctor's area, but we love to share wonderful information. You can call the 877-4950. Set up a time if you want to sit. Again, there's no charge, never has been, never will, but where we can sit on one-on-one with Dennis or with me, so we're not with somebody else or not there or doing something else. We can sit and give you a lot of great information about what holistic doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Don't forget the awesome, amazing cafeteria, deli, however you want, broth cafe, all the beautiful recipes, all the wonderful things that we have at the broth cafe and everything else there, okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, just one more time, that
optimum health is...
Alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.